7 seconds to go. Ross Johnston still throwing his weight around there. Will go a separate way after bumping with Stamkos. Fishes get between them. And Tampa Bay with an impressive 5-1 win over Anaheim. And it's a shame because, Emerson, we talked about the fact that the Ducks were still close after one period, but then just couldn't get it done the rest of the way.
Yeah, we mentioned it not too long ago. Out of the gate, pretty evenly matched couple teams there. Had a very similar first period as far as what they brought from a game plan. Overall execution between the two teams were very similar. Shots on goal, I mean, you look all the way down each stat category, and the Anaheim Ducks were right there with the Tampa Bay Lightning. That second period was a completely different story. Stats, almost all of them, face-off wins in favor through two periods for the Tampa Bay Lightning. I think every category besides hits, I mean, shots on goals, takeaways, block shots were all in favor of the Tampa Bay Lightning, and they carried it on to the third period and completely swarmed the Ducks for that last 40 minutes here tonight.
I know you'll talk to Alexis here after the upcoming break, so I'm going to get this in real quick. Quick reminder, tonight's broadcast been property of the Anaheim Ducks Hockey Club. Any rebroadcast of tonight's game, either whole or in part, without the express written consent of both the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL is strictly prohibited. And I got to get this in because we're talking about the Mighty Sweepstakes. Something special. Create your profile within the Mighty today to enter to win tickets to our third Legacy Night presented by OC Navigator. You and a friend can enjoy the official pregame VIP party and exciting matchup against Seattle. The Kraken in town, April 5th of 2024, which we have entered now for a few days. Plus, the first 10,000 fans in attendance receive a Mason McTavish bobblehead presented by OC Navigator. Enter now. Use the promo code LEGACY, L-E-G-A-C-Y, within the Mighty. So there's a lot to talk about. Turn it over to Alexis Downey with Emerson Edom on our postgame show, and then we'll join you from Fort Lauderdale on Monday afternoon. Again, the final Tampa 5, Anaheim 1. We'll be back in just a bit here on DuckStream with more of our postgame coverage live from Tampa, Florida.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much. That would be amazing.
That's the sound of Griselda getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be replacing items stolen from a home break-in. And we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a reliable, award-winning Honda, like the 2024 Accord. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you, and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
To most people, a flashlight is just a light. But to Gettle Air Conditioning and Plumbing customers, it's a beacon, illuminating the way to total home comfort and peace of mind. And when that flashlight comes on, our values shine bright. We respond quickly and get the job done right. From complex plumbing and sewer repairs to Sadie-certified AC installations, Gettle's got this. Visit us online at Gettle.com. G-O-E-T-T-L. There's no one better, but it's hard to spell.
GACLA 125-674-EM-433-90.
Get ready for The Offspring, live in concert. Celebrating the 30th anniversary of Smash and the Honda Center in one special Orange County show. The Offspring, playing Smash in its entirety plus all the hits. Honda Center in Anaheim, Saturday, June 1st. Tickets now at Ticketmaster.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com.
AnaheimDucks.com to score big. Official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit BPBI.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Make your next Ducks game unforgettable. Select 30th anniversary season party suites are still available. Bring up to 40 friends and enjoy all-inclusive food and beverages, access to club-level amenities, and more in a private suite. Inquire today at HondaCenter.com/unforgettable.
Anaheim Ducks Hockey is brought to you by UCI Health. At UCI Health, we stop at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. Visit UCIHealth.org/stop at nothing. Stay tuned for the Anaheim Ducks postgame show up next on DuckStream. You're listening to the Anaheim Ducks postgame show, exclusively streaming on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio home for the Anaheim Ducks.
Welcome into the postgame show on DuckStream. The Anaheim Ducks on the road, continuing their road trip today with the Tampa Bay Lightning and falling in this one. 5-1 was the final score. Alexis Downey and Emerson Edom with you. Emerson, just deflating to see how the team was able to respond after that first period of solid play, really.
And Steve just got done talking about it. They were almost even there in the shots on goal department in the first period. A lot of the team stats were very similar across the board between both teams. And look, this coming out of that first period, you had this feeling that Anaheim was going to continue on that solid play to the second and even the third. And that's what this team's got to realize. And, you know, Surely the coaches are stressing it and harping on it that the Ducks seem to play well either, you know, at some of the parts, whether that be early on in the hockey game, as we saw tonight, maybe neck and neck on some of the higher-end teams in the second and third periods. And you just, it's that sustainability. It's if they can continue to compete, shift in and shift out for the rest of the game. And you just slowly started to see this team wear down a little bit. I thought that Beaugrou penalty was a turning point in this hockey game after a great shift from him and some earlier solid shifts for him prior to that. And it's just, you go on the power play, Frank Vatrano scores, it was a quick goal, gives your team a boost, and then that very next shift, you come out and you take a penalty like that. It's just a momentum killer. It's a thing and a habit that winning teams don't do, and it's just another learning experience for the Anaheim Ducks.
No shortage of physical play in this game either as a part of Alex Killorn's homecoming to Tampa Bay, where he spent 11 seasons. So now let's get into the highlights starting in that first period. As we said, a solid period of play. It was for the Ducks, 11 shots on goal by them, also 11 by Tampa Bay. And it was Lukáš Dostál who was really shining in that early frame, making some big saves.
Here's Tampa going back to play the puck, and they have some speed developing to center ice around the defense. A shot! Dostal save, rebound! And he stopped the second shot there as well.
Lukáš Dostal, as always, Steve, is dialed here tonight.
Well, Emerson, obviously really good to see Dostal, as you said, dialed in early in this game, especially because, you know, he did come in relief in that last game on Thursday, but getting the start here tonight.
Dialed he was, as is the case every game for this Ducks hockey team. I mean, the tandem between Lukáš Dostal and John Gibson, they fight. They fight till the very end, second, third chances likely to be stopped, but it was just overwhelming. You know, at a certain point, you can only stop the initial few shots, and even we saw that goal there a little bit later. And there was a hiccup. That fourth goal you'd like to have back, but I tell you what, it was just a sequence, especially later on, that there was just some goals that he had he couldn't do anything about. And, you know, overwhelming is just a term that I continue to use, but that was the case. That Brandon Hagel goal, I mean, look, he was on the ice. He already made the second and third stops, one with the paddle, and it was just laying right there. So it's something that the Anaheim Ducks can take notes on when it comes to just the overall relentlessness, the in-your-face mentality that's shown by this Tampa Bay team, and just know that their goaltending is going to give them a fighting chance each and every game.
Now, the goals did not start coming until that second period, but that period started with what we almost saw in a fight between Ross Johnston and Austin Watson. It ended up being some penalties there and 4-on-4 play.
Now a double team, Johnston and Carrick with a hit. We're going to have a fight. Johnston going after the player Austin Watson. They can both handle themselves, and the officials get between the two. And you wonder if this will happen again, considering they didn't let him go this time. Oh, and Johnston just threw a left glove hand at Watson, who looks a little perturbed by that. But you know what? Maybe in that situation, this is my opinion, Emerson, but maybe they should have let him go there because of the play that occurred prior to that.
Now, Emerson, this wasn't quite a fight, but, I mean, Ross Johnston wanting to maybe get something going early in that second period with Austin Watson.
Yeah, didn't understand the sequence, didn't know and still don't know why they didn't drop him there. It seemed like a timing issue. Sometimes these fights don't start off right away. Sometimes it's both players, zero hesitation, mitts come off right away, and both players know. There's a lot of fights like kind of the tactic Ross Johnston was using, where it's maybe a quick drop just as the refs were trying to get in. So, you know, I've seen that many a times. Maybe that's what he was thinking. I still don't know, but I'm just kind of shocked that after they got out of the penalty box, they didn't drop the mitts there. Mm-hmm. But I was watching the whole time between the two in the penalty box, not a whole lot of mouthing off back and forth to one another. So they kept it pretty peaceful in the sin bins, and they continued the 5-on-5 play with no fighting action to come of it.
Now, it wasn't too long after that, 5:09 into that second period. Victor Hedman getting the scoring going first and a really good shot up top. And Dostal just was screened by Nick Paul as a part of that.
Dostal looking to his left, finds Hedman out in the slot. Watching him, Stamkos to Hedman. A shot, they score on a blast. Set up by his buddy number 91, Steven Stamkos. McTavish is out of the penalty box, skating towards the player's bench, but Tampa has the lead now. Early in the second, it's 1-0.
Really the power play that Tampa was able to capitalize on in this game, as Steven Stamkos would be the next one to get a power play goal, this time coming on a Frank Vatrano tripping call.
Kucherov back to Hedman. Will he shoot? Nope. Gonna send it up in front. Save, rebound, score by Stamkos. I'll tell you this, that was as pretty a goal as you'll see. On a setup power play, they moved it around. Not much challenge there as the Lightning were spread out, and Stamkos by himself shoots it by Dostal, and it's now a 2-0 lead for the Lightning.
I mean, Emerson, come on, it's the Tampa Bay Lightning power play. Man, did they look good tonight.
Yeah, and a lot of teams set up like they do. I mentioned it live. It was a umbrella type of setup. Ducks do a similar thing. But the one thing that maybe the Ducks can take notes on is just the rate in which they shoot the puck. I mean, it is they move the puck quick. It's, you know, flank to high. Maybe they switch weak side. They seam it when it's the right time. That's another thing. It seems like each play is right on the money, and they seem to just be able to connect. But the one thing they do is there are not too many passes in between each shot. So I think the Anaheim Ducks, they need to move it maybe a tad quicker, but the sheer volume of shots just need to be upped, like we saw with this Tampa Bay Lightning team.
Yeah, the Lightning having 6 power play shots, 3 goals as a part of that. We'll have the next power play goal coming up shortly, but it was Frank Vatrano for the Ducks who was able to get the goal next. That one also coming on the power play, a nice pass over from Cam Fowler, 13:20 into that second period.
Puck near the goal line. And the fans boo the announcement on the calls. But Toronto scores on a rocket of a drive outside the circle to the left of Vasilevsky. That might quiet some of the troops out of the sin bin. And Galvis going to the bench. Boy, is that a huge score, and they did it very nicely to cut the Tampa lead down to 2-1.
So the Ducks cut it down 2-1, the Ducks being able to get that goal, Frank Vetrano. And I really liked Steve's call there, just how the fans were booing. Then all of a sudden, Vetrano scores, Emerson.
Yeah, and I mean, that is should be the template. That should be what the Ducks are looking at as kind of the standard. That's exactly what I was just saying. It just happened so quick. I mean, it was very early on in that power play, but there weren't too many passes before that one-time blast there by Frank Vetrano through his peripheral. He saw a lot of open net there on the short side. He put it where he needed to put it. That's just that sheer goal scorer mentality that he continues to display. But look, it was a one-touch pass from Cam Fowler right across, and no mistake on the finish. So that's what I'm talking. It was well executed, crisp passing, but it happened quick with a shot right there in between. So well executed. They need to continue to do just that.
Now, even though the Ducks were within one goal, Steven Stamkos once again on the power play extended Tampa's lead to back to two goals.
Now to the left again. Stamkos to the right. A shot. They score. And that was a deflection off a skate. I believe it was a Tampa player that deflected the puck in with his skate. And it's now a 3-1 lead for Tampa. And it might have gone off, actually, one of the Anaheim players. We'll have to wait and see. Ducks are trailing by 2 now.
So that did go off of Ilya Lyubushkin and went into the net. So Tampa leading 3-1 going into that third period. Two more goals by Tampa in that final frame, and one of them coming from Calvin DeHaan, 9:06 into that third period.
Big pileup down on the right wing side. Cirelli was involved. The shot, they score, and that might be the dagger there. Traffic in front, shot from way out, fired by DeHaan. Here go wild, and now their lead is 4-1, and that shot was coming from way out, DeHaan, and that's a big one. That's a tough one to take.
The final goal from Tampa coming from Brandon Hagel. 5-1 was the final tonight. Alex Killorn's return. I have to ask you, Emerson, what was your impression of him in this game?
I thought he was great. I thought his best window was the first half of the hockey game in particular, a lot like a lot of other Ducks players that first period. I thought he was moving his feet. I thought he really wanted it. I thought especially through the neutral zone, just everything started from him being relentless, moving his feet, and he was going towards the fire. I just thought he was prepared. I don't think any of the emotions from just whether the presentation, the great presentation that this Tampa Bay Lightning organization threw for him during stoppage, I don't think that altered his play at all. I don't think coming right out of the gates, I thought he was flying. I thought his line was effective, in particular, of course, in that first period. But once again, just like we saw Kucherov, Stammer, for them, we got to see our top six guys do it, not just for one period, but the full 60-plus minutes.
The Ducks falling to 1-2 on this road trip now. Florida, they're going to stay there. They're going to head over to Fort Lauderdale to take on the Florida Panthers next. Sunrise, Florida, in particular. Emerson, safe travels over there. I know it's a shorter flight, so it shouldn't be too bad for you guys.
I appreciate it. And yet another trip where it's a little flip-flop action, little sunshine T-shirt. So, hey, look, hopefully we can just get a win with that nice weather.
Hope so, too. Well, we will look to hear from you in the next game on Monday. Like I said, safe travels. And we have more of the post-game show for you on the other side of the break.
Oh, my God. Honda's helping us. What?
That's the sound of Teresa getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be buying new wheelchair-accessible furniture for her kid's bedroom. And we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a reliable, award-winning Honda, like the 2024 Civic. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you, and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
So happy it hurts.
Brian Adams. See him live in concert in Anaheim. Brian Adams, the So Happy It Hurts Tour, performing decades of hits. Honda Center, January 28th. With special guest, Dave Stewart's Eurythmic Songbook. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com. For more, visit BrianAdams.com.
NHL's premier esports event is back with the EA Sports NHL 24 World Championship. It's a whole new season of tournaments, events, and prizes. Rep your favorite club and play EA Sports NHL 24 for a chance to compete at NHL events and compete for a share of $150,000 against the best gamers in the world. Register now at NHL.com/NHL24.
The Anaheim Ducks Foundation cordially invites you to attend the 15th annual Lady Ducks Fashion Show Luncheon benefiting Children's Hospital Orange County. This exclusive event will be held on Monday, March 4th at the Westin Anaheim Resort with highlights including both professional modeling and a fashion show featuring your favorite Ducks players wearing the season's latest trends courtesy of Bloomingdale's in South Coast Plaza. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/fashion for table and sponsorship information.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% Mountain Spring Water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% Mountain Spring Water. Nothing else.
The Anaheim Ducks 30th anniversary season will feature 30 exciting promotional nights. Arrive early at select games to snag special limited edition giveaway items. You won't want to miss out on special legacy nights, each with its own bobblehead giveaway for the first 10,000 fans. Fan favorite theme nights like Lunar New Year and Chalk Day are back, and so are Women in Sports Night, Angels Night, and more. See all dates and giveaways at AnaheimDucks.com/promos.
Welcome back to the post-game show on DuckStream. Alexis Downey with you. Emerson Edom heading off to join the team as they head to Fort Lauderdale Sunrise area to take on the Florida Panthers. That is the Ducks' next game, that being on Monday morning. It's a really early game. We had another one of those earlier this year, and I will definitely be having my coffee for that one because 9:30 on a Monday morning on a holiday weekend is a little early, but good because it's a good time to take in a hockey game, I feel like. So, all right, let's get to some text messages and your thoughts about this game tonight. The Ducks falling 5-1 to the Tampa Bay Lightning. A lot of storylines around this game, mostly. As we keep saying it, Alex Killorn, his homecoming after 11 seasons there. But let's talk about this game. The first text that we have from Red from Buena Park. He said, feeling really bad for Dostal tonight. He was constantly under siege. Too much Tampa tonight. The Ducks really needed more from their top players in Terry and McTavish to have a chance. The team just didn't generate enough shots or sustain pressure on Andre Vasilevsky to win. We'll be looking for more energy and shots on net from the team in Florida. So honestly, I was a bit surprised by the Ducks' energy as this game wore on. So they had a really good first period. Lukáš Dostal looking very sharp in net. He made some big saves as we played just in that last segment. You heard him making some saves. He had a couple throughout the game. But, you know, there's only so much you can do when Tampa's power play goes 3-for-3 tonight. You know, you're down a man. Dostal can only do so much. And there were some of those saves tonight where, you know, it's tough. I mean, as you said, Red, like, he was just under siege tonight. 41 shots on him tonight, stopping 36. A lot of pucks getting to the net. And, I mean, we knew Tampa Bay's offensive talent, their weapons up front, they're phenomenal. And that was exactly what was on display tonight, especially Steven Stamkos looking to try to make a hat trick tonight. He had a three-point night, 2 goals and 1 assist. Nikita Kucherov, 3 points as well. We talked about him in the pregame show. I mean, he had 69 points on his season, now getting 3 more tonight, getting to 72 points in 43 games played. He's someone that, I mean, he's fun to watch, especially when you get into the postseason, because he's someone that continuously is stepping it up and having big goals and big moments. So we knew going into the game that the Ducks needed to find ways to isolate those top guys. Unfortunately, they were able to find those chances tonight, though, on the power play when the Ducks were heading to the box. So a lot in this game, I feel like, that I want to touch on. Kind of going along, let's go through each period, just starting in that first period. I want to talk about Jackson Lacombe a little bit. So he was not here for a couple games with the Ducks, sent to San Diego, called back up. Obviously, Jamie Drysdale not a part of that back end anymore. We also have the Pavel Minchikov injury now. So the back end is looking a bit different. Robert Haig played in his first game on Thursday against Carolina. He plays again tonight. He physically was a difference maker in that aspect tonight. 5 hits in this game. I think back to the game on Thursday. Just trying to make his presence known in that one. And I think he was definitely more noticeable on Thursday than he was today. So in getting back to Jackson Lacombe, he's been paired alongside Radko Gudas in these recent games. And he had a play early in the game where he had a turnover at the neutral zone. Tampa Bay gets their opportunity, goes in, but Jackson puts his stick in, uses his body, and is able to break up that play. I like to see that from him, you know, making up for the mistake that he had. I feel like he's really starting to learn, and it's certainly been encouraging because he's a rookie in this league and mistakes are going to happen, but he was able to save that one early, and I thought that was good on him. And obviously he's been getting some chances on the power play too as of late that we have seen going back to that last game, which is an area that he has a lot of experience in throughout his hockey career. You go back to his days at the University of Minnesota. He was a part of that power play. He's really used to it. So I kind of like that we're getting him involved and he has this chance right now to kind of grow on that end. A couple other things from that first period. The fourth line was really working. Ross Johnston, Sam Carrick, and Jakob Silfverberg. I mean, we saw how much Johnston was a part of this game physically on that end, as we talked about a little bit ago about Austin Watson and him not dropping the gloves. Still a little confusion on the end of exactly why he ended up getting 2 minors as a part of that, and Mason McTavish serving his other one. So, you know, he didn't drop the gloves. I maybe need more of an explanation on that end. But I thought their line, that fourth line, was working pretty well in the first period. Sam Carrick had a point-blank shot that was robbed by Vasilevsky. I like to see that. And one of the keys coming into this game from the Ducks was to try to expose that back end, because Tampa Bay has some injuries on that end. So the fact that they were able to get 11 shots off early in the game, they had that energy, they wanted to play for killer, it was a good sign. But, you know, as I like to say, the wheels just kind of started to fall off the wagon once Tampa Bay was able to score and get those power play chances. And that was another point, too. There were no penalties in that first period. So Tampa didn't even have their chances on the power play until that second period. And I just felt like they took that momentum and just ran with it for the rest of the game. And that certainly made a difference when they were able to get some of those power play goals. I mean, we talked about Victor Hedman's power play goal, Stamkos's, and then that other one. I mean, Stamkos had 2 in the second period there, but obviously good that the Ducks were able to break that up at one point and get within 1. Frank Vatrano, I mean, we just can't say enough good about him this season. He is leading this team. He has been a steady presence for the Ducks that they need. And I hope that maybe some of these other guys are looking what he's been able to do this season and thinking, you know what? I want to step up too, especially at a time right now when the Ducks are really, they're having their injury troubles on the front end. It seems like Leo Carlson might be a little close because, you know, the injury that he sustained is not quite as bad as maybe they originally thought, but it's been good to see that Vatrano has been the leader. But you just, as Red mentioned in his text earlier, you want to see more from some of these other guys that are in the lineup, especially in that top 6. You mentioned Troy Terry. He had the last couple games, he was definitely someone that was noticeable. Tonight, I didn't feel like we were seeing too much from him on that end. He didn't even register a shot on goal in this game, but he was on the ice for 19 and a half minutes. So, you know, it was just a mixture of a lot of things in this game tonight. So I will get to more of that when we come back of the postgame show after the break. So don't go anywhere.
Hey, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and we've got a new station exclusively here on TuneIn called Tailgate Radio, which you're gonna love. Turn it on and turn it up for the perfect tailgate playlist on game day. Search for Tailgate Radio on TuneIn to listen.
TuneIn's Coffeehouse Station is open for business. So pull up a cozy chair and start soundtracking your day with light acoustic classics from today's most soothing songwriters, like indie geniuses Bon Iver, soft rock newcomer Phoebe Bridgers, and acoustic legend Jack Johnson. All in a soul-warming rotation on TuneIn's exclusive Coffeehouse Station. Just search Coffeehouse on TuneIn to listen.
Hey, Debbie, we got so much classic country music on our record shelves.
I'm listening.
What do you say we make another radio station?
Yes. Check out our new station. Just search Country A Go-Go or ask your device to play Country A Go-Go on TuneIn.
It's time for the music that's trending on TuneIn.
Everything Everywhere
by Noah Kahan and Gracie Abrams.
Now playing on Adult Alternative. Oh,
everywhere, everything. Wanna love you to perfume for the words to eat. Till our fingers decompose. Keep my hand in yours.
Hear this music and more on TuneIn. Discover your new favorite sound today. There's a lot to listen to on TuneIn.
Music.
At 17 years old, working a part-time job.
Man, reaching over the railing, he caught it!
But if you want to discover some new favorites, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at TuneIn for all new recommendations. Who knows? You may just find your new favorite radio station. Follow us now and hear all the audio you love right on TuneIn.
Follow you.
Follow us.
TuneIn is the audio platform with something for everyone. News.
We were delighted to learn that the president's lawyers, the moment they found out about...
Sports.
Dodger strikes quickly. The magic continues. For
music.
I can buy myself flowers. Come down.
And even podcasts. Whatever you love. Hear it right here on TuneIn. And be sure to ask your smart devices to play TuneIn.
Nothing sets the tone for your day like country hits. That's why TuneIn's exclusive Country Roads is here to make your journey just a bit better. With classic, feel-good country songs to bring summer vibes all year long. To top 40 hits you just can't get enough of. TuneIn's Country Roads are your route for the best in country music. Just search Country Roads or ask your device to play Country Roads on TuneIn for a little Southern hospitality now.
Back with the post-game show, the Ducks, a 5-1 loss to the Tampa Bay Lightning on the road tonight. This was game number 3 of this current road trip for the Ducks. They obviously started in Nashville. That was a big win on Tuesday, falling to the Carolina Hurricanes on Thursday, and then obviously tonight's game against Tampa Bay. They have 2 more games as a part of this road trip before they go back to SoCal for a couple days, and then they hit the road once again to take on the San Jose Sharks. But, you know, it's not going to get any easier when you look ahead to that game on Monday against the Florida Panthers. They have been a team that's, in the last couple years, just in general, have been very impressive. And what's exciting when I think about that game on Monday is that for Radko Gudas, that's going to be an important one for him because that's the team that he came to Anaheim from. So I can't imagine, though, that he will be taking it very easy on some of his former teammates. That just doesn't necessarily seem like who he is. That's not. I think that that's going to be a fun one for him, but we'll see the Radko Gudas that we know and we have come to love this season. So in looking at this game a bit more, I didn't get to mention yet in that second period the hit on Brett Leason that he ended up leaving the game, did not return, upper body injury. A neutral zone play where he had the puck and just had his head down. And those things just, they happen in hockey. You have your head down and all of a sudden, you know, someone's flying over. He gets hit by Lilleberg. And from then on, I mean, he tried to skate to the bench, fell down as he was skating to the bench, immediately went to the locker room. Really hope Brett Leason is okay. I mean, he's a big sized guy. And for him to take the kind of hit that he did in that neutral zone area, it had to have been a quick, hard and fast hit. So like I said, just hoping the best for Brett Leeson. And that obviously changed things for the rest of the game for the Anaheim Ducks without him. So in knowing that, something that Emerson and Steve were talking about was how Isaac Lundestrom in the third period ended up getting some time on that top line with Frank Vatrano and Alex Killorn. Just getting some chances there, getting some reps there. And for Lundestrom, this is only his sixth game this season. It's good for him to be getting that time already. I mean, no Trevor Zegras. The team is trying to find something up front a little bit. And Lundestrom getting those late game reps. Obviously, head coach Greg Cronin noticed him in this game, was impressed by him, wanted to reward him a little bit late. Also, just kind of experiment with the lines. So something to look out for potentially on Monday is where will Lundestrom be in the lineup? And also in looking at this lineup a little bit more, assuming and hoping, you know, we'll have to see what happens with Brett Leeson, but that could also change things up on the top end there. Brock McGinn did not play in this game, so the Ducks still have him as an option, but it ended up being just a tough game for the Ducks tonight. I felt like, as I mentioned, once Tampa Bay was able to get that momentum from some power play goals, they just really ran with it in this game. I felt like they had the puck a lot, especially in that third period. I mean, the Ducks were only able to get four shots on goal. And you go into that third period, you think about the second period, they only had five shots on goal, 20 total shots by the Ducks in this game. And that is just, it's not enough. You know, you got to be putting more shots on Andrei Vasilevskiy. And we know that Vasilevskiy is one of the best goaltenders in, you know, all of hockey for many years. He's been very lethal as a goaltender for the Tampa Bay Lightning, a part of the reason that they did win back-to-back Stanley Cups. But you got to get to the net more. You got to create some more and get more shots off. And the Ducks were just not able to do that tonight. And of course, that is also what happens when you're going down a man. They had to kill off three penalties and they weren't able to kill off any of them tonight, as Tampa Bay was able to capitalize on all of them. And as I mentioned a little bit ago, too, 41 shots on goal for the Lightning in this one. But two positives I want to point out on that end, and one thing I did mention during the broadcast, Cam Fowler passing Steve Ruchin for sole possession of fifth in Ducks history in points. He now has 433 in his career. It's exciting for Cam Fowler on that end. And then the point streaks continue for Frank Vatrano and Ryan Strome, as they both have points in their last three games. And for Vatrano, it's been three straight games with goals. That was his 21st goal of his season tonight. So, as I mentioned in the last segment, good stuff from Frank Vatrano. Just got to see some more in terms of that upfront depth. You know, as we also talked about, just some more from that top six. I mean, it's tough when you're not getting that extra scoring from some of those guys that you're expecting it from. So just not necessarily the game that the Anaheim Ducks wanted, but they do have tomorrow to recuperate, and then they will have Monday against the Florida Panthers, as I mentioned, a tough team to be taking on. 10 a.m. game, 9:30 pregame show for you on Ducks Stream. And, you know, it's a good chance for the Ducks to get going on the right foot, as that is also going to be a back-to-back for them, because then on Tuesday they go to Washington, D.C. to take on the Capitals. Definitely a lot of hockey ahead for them next week. Four games this past week too, so not easy in the new year. They've had seven games already since the new year, and they're getting it going as they continue this 9-day road trip as well. So if you want to stick around after the break, we will have the Ducks and Lightning replay coming up for you. If not, thank you for tuning in for the post-game show on Duck Stream. I am Alexis Downey. Always appreciate your listens, and we'll hopefully see if maybe we can get a different result in that game on Monday. And additionally, look for some more scoring. Hope that Brett Leeson is okay and everyone is good to go on Monday. Once again, thank you for tuning in for the post-game show on Duck Stream, presented by Gettle and powered by TuneIn.
Radio.
This might be a touchdown.
Hey, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and we've got a new station exclusively here on TuneIn called Tailgate Radio, which you are going to love. You'll hear the most epic party anthems that will keep you and your crew bouncing. Turn it on and turn it up for the perfect tailgate playlist on game day. Search for Tailgate Radio on TuneIn to listen.
Tailgate Radio. Exclusively on
TuneIn. Hey, Debbie, we got so much classic country music on our record shelves.
I'm listening.
What do you say we make another radio station? We'll celebrate guys like Stoney Edwards and O.C. Smith, you know, guys who didn't get a lot of radio play back in the day.
And how about fearless gals like Tammy, Loretta, and Dolly, who paved the way for the female country singers of today?
Well, let's call it Country A Go-Go.
Yes.
So you keep saying you got something for me.
Search Country A Go-Go or ask your device to play Country A Go-Go on TuneIn.
Hey, music lovers, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and I want to personally invite you to listen to the world's first global country station, the Big 615, exclusively on TuneIn. Join us to hear today's biggest country hits, lots of your longtime favorites, and all the rising stars who are tearing it up with their music. It's the very best of country music, all in one place. Just search the Big 615 or tell your device to play the Big 615 on TuneIn.
It's time for the music that's trending on TuneIn.
Atmosphere by Fisher Akita Alexander, now playing on Poolside.
TuneIn. Discover your new favorite sound today.
TuneIn's Coffeehouse Station is open for business. So pull up a cozy chair and start soundtracking your day with light acoustic classics from today's most soothing songwriters, like indie geniuses Bon Iver, soft rock newcomer Phoebe Bridgers, and acoustic legend Jack Johnson. All in a soul-warming rotation on TuneIn's exclusive Coffeehouse station. Just search Coffeehouse on TuneIn to listen.
The biggest classic rock hits do just that. They hit hard. And on TuneIn's classic rock hits, you'll find only the best in high-octane awesomeness. We're talking rock gods like Led Zeppelin, Kiss, AC/DC, Lynyrd Skynyrd, and so many more. So for those of you about to rock, search Classic Rock Hits or ask your smart device to play Classic Rock Hits on TuneIn.
Oh my God, thank you so much. That would be amazing.
That's the sound of Griselda getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be replacing items stolen from a home break-in. And we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a reliable, award-winning Honda, like the 2024 Accord. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you, and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
To most people, a flashlight is just a light. But to Gettle Air Conditioning and Plumbing customers, it's a beacon, illuminating the way to total home comfort and peace of mind. And when that flashlight comes on, our values shine bright. We respond quickly and get the job done right. From complex plumbing and sewer repairs to Sadie certified AC installations, Gettle's got this. Visit us online at Gettle.com. G-O-E-T-T-L. There's no one better, but it's hard to spell.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton and Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com to score big. Official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bpbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
From the electricity out on the ice to the roar of the crowd in the stands, there's nothing quite like Anaheim Ducks hockey.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
And this season, you can be there live to cheer them on. As the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has you covered with the largest selection of seats at a wide variety of price points. So get off the couch and get into the stands. Grab great seats to see the Anaheim Ducks today at Ticketmaster.com/ducks.
There was this guy who had a close circle of friends. They did everything together. They threw dinner parties, went on fishing trips, hung out at the beach. They were inseparable. But then one of his friends got in serious debt. He needed money. So he set this guy up, framed him, and had him arrested. All for 30 pieces of silver.
Jesus was sold out. He gets us. All of us. Visit HeGetsUs.com.
Thanks for listening to this exclusive presentation of Ducks Hockey. Stay tuned for a replay of tonight's game on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of the Anaheim Ducks, presented by Gettle and powered by TuneIn.